Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The never-ending nightmare that I just can't understand has to be the light rail situation in the Twin Cities. I just the Metro Transit and the light rail and all the stuff with the Met Council. I'm trying to wrap my head around all of this, because every single, it seems like, couple of weeks, there's more and more information coming out about how much more money it's going to cost, mistakes that are being made. This has got to be one of the biggest screw-ups that we've had in this area in forever. Listen to this headline today.
Yeah, let's go.
Light rail project encounters new obstacle in Minneapolis North Loop. Major utility lines. XL Energy lines in the North Loop, which provide power to parts of downtown Minneapolis, will need to be moved. Okay? Now, when they put this out earlier this morning, and news is always breaking and they're moving around different news stories, whatever, I legitimately looked at the Star Trib and they had like three things that were wrong. I mean, not wrong in terms of like they were wrong in their reporting. I'm talking about issues with light rail, whether it's budget and how much money is going to be needed, and just it's one thing after another. This entire situation has been an absolute train wreck, and it's the never-ending nightmare. I just don't understand it, Dave. And look, I know that some people will be like, well, like you just seem to be, because we listened to you over the course of the last year or so, whatever, anti-light rail. I'm not anti-light rail. I just think that we are overrating the use of light rail. I don't think that as many people will ever utilize light rail the way that we have been talking about it. I just don't see it happening. Do you think that massive amounts of people are using light rail right now?
No.
So why are we getting hit over the head 24/7? And people can say, well, you've already started. You got to finish what you started, and you're getting money from the government and all this federal money. I get all of that. But, man, it just seems like this is a never-ending thing. And, the running joke is always about, like, in the summertime, our roads and how we got to do road construction, all this stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. This light rail thing blows it away.
Well, Southwest Light Rail, I mean, that project is, wow.
Yep.
That's an incredible failure. Now we're talking about this one, the expansion of the Blue Line up into the Northeast. When you got some yard work to do and somebody comes out and sprays the lawn for where they got gas lines and electrical? Did we not bother to do that right when we first started making this? Hey, could you just spray over in Northeast to just let us know where the lines are? Why are we learning this now? It's ridiculous. And
yep.
Like you say, I mean, it's clear not enough people are riding the trains, because they had the news last week of, hey, we're going from three cars on a train down to two. Well, clearly that's because you're not filling them up with enough people to justify three cars. We're not New York. We're not Chicago.
Nope.
We are a spread out town. We have, two downtown hubs, and we have a massive amount of people surrounding them in the first ring, second ring, even the third ring suburbs. And to me, I got it at the time, when we were connecting the downtowns. I get it for connecting the downtowns to the airport. But for things like, extending the Blue Line, for Southwest, for, any other projects extending light rail out to the suburbs, it doesn't make sense to me. To put a train line or use an existing train track, whatever you're doing, to have that be your only option. It has to go here, and it cannot go another spot versus a bus, which you can have, you can invest in buses and have, this be our route. Well, 10, 20 years from now, you find populations have shifted or whatever's going on. Okay, we can change those routes. Can't do that with the trains.
You can't do that with the trains. And not only that, and this is another part, and this is actually a different issue, but this Met Council, man, the transparency or lack thereof from them is so utterly frustrating. Like, we sit here and for me, I get bothered by decisions that are made with the city council. And then you talk about the Met, like, and this is not me just trying to rail on Minneapolis. I'm a resident of Minneapolis. I love Minneapolis. I love this great state of Minnesota. I've lived in various different areas, right? Grew up in North Minneapolis. I've lived in St. Louis Park. I've lived I've lived all over, right? Bottom line is, people want us to get our act together. I think that this light rail situation across the board has been an utter disaster in terms of the utilization of money and just resources. And look, sometimes in life, you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what, man, this ain't working out. This ain't panning. This is not. And I get it. We're all going to bump our heads. We're going to make some mistakes. But it's almost as though we're not even understanding how many mistakes we're making along the way. And it's just, it seems like this is never going to get done. Like, we can sit here and we can talk about, well, we think that this is going to happen by 2027, or we think that this is going to happen by 2030. Where's the proof? Where's the proof that this is ever going to end? Where's the proof that we're ever going to get to the finish line here? I don't see it.
You don't see it. But at this point, you know, speaking specifically about the Southwest project,
mm-hmm.
you know, people have talked about how much money it was supposed to cost, how much over cost it is, and, you know, over time. But so much being federal money that you'd then have to pay back if you don't complete the project. You know, project like this, you know, are we invested enough in light rail in this area, in this metro area, to say, you know what, we've put so much into it now, we're
overly invested in it.
Oh, I agree with you.
I agree.
I agree. But the fact is, we're overly invested and we can't change that. So are we to a point where you have to say, you know, enough is enough? Let's, you know, cut it off here, or can you afford to say that?
That's that is what you just asked is the ultimate question, because I think that the decision makers say, we're too invested, we're too far down the road, we can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is where we're at, but I'm not sure that everybody thinks that way. And let's be honest, when you're getting money from here, there, you're not going to turn your back on the project.
Sure.
And I think that that's an issue too. If you'd like to react, 651-461-9226. It is frustrating though. It's just frustrating to wake up and you're getting ready to prep for a show, or you're looking in a newspaper and you look, and then it seems like every other week, well, we got this issue with Libra. Oh, we got this issue with Met Council. Well, we're convening and we're talking about, they don't even have finalization on where certain routes are going to be. Last summer, they were going to run it through the Lynn Park area, a residential neighborhood, and everybody collectively said, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to destroy that neighborhood. Now they're talking about running it down Washington, and businesses down Washington, and, you know, you got to respect them speaking out and saying, we don't want this coming down here either because it's going to impact our business. So, yeah. Met Council, man. What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? But you're right, though. Like, how can you nip it in the bud right now?
Yeah. Are you, you know, in poker terms, are you pot committed? Have you put so much in where you just got to say, well, I guess this little extra, why not? I got to at least see it till the end.
Yeah.
You know, which is unfortunate the way it has to be looked at by some people, but might be the truth.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. Coming up next, there's another dilemma in Minneapolis that I want to address. Oh, I had to run this past Jordana and Adam before they got out of here, too. I'm going to run it past you guys as well. We get to that next in Relake In. It's the Chad Arman Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's 12:49. It's the Lennis Construction Time Check. Time to invest in clog-free leaf guard gutters and receive 75% off installation labor. Before we get to another dilemma, there are a couple people that want to chime in on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. The first is Steve, who wants to weigh in as we're talking about the other light rail projects. How you doing, Steve?
Oh, doing great. And I do like your take on what we should be doing with light rail. I think it would be the definition of insanity to start another line and go down that road again. But I also think we need to think about, because so much of the mass transit is positioned as what we need to do for the environment. And I think buses, too. You see all these empty buses. You see light rail, the huge infrastructure. And we need to analyze, does it actually help the environment to have all these big buses on the road with three people in it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a detriment to the environment and an inefficiency of government that needs to be seriously considered to be reviewed.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from Steve, who was chiming in via the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Let's go to David, who's called into the Chad Arpin Show. How you doing, David?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I just wanted to say I live in Minneapolis. I don't live near a light rail, and I don't live near where they're going to build one. I'm not an advocate for light rail. I used to live in North Minneapolis, and I've gone to probably four or five of these Met Council meetings, and they are a circus. They're just trying to sell this, and they won't even listen to other ideas. And I'll give you an example. I brought up electric buses, that how much money you'd, how many routes you could basically create.
Mm-hmm.
With the money that you're getting to spend on light rail for electric buses. And, no, we can't do that. And shortly after I brought that up, and I brought it up more than once, the vice president comes to Minnesota, to St. Cloud, to promote electric bus company up in St. Cloud. And I really feel, and I know this, basically looking at what's happened in St. Paul, and a light rail going down West Broadway is basically going to destroy that neighborhood, because those businesses that are there,
yep,
which aren't many already, are going to cease to exist.
Yep.
That's all I'll say.
Yep. Thanks for the phone call from David. And listen, I have talked with my father, who goes to a ton of these meetings with the Met, and he says exactly what David just stated. You're talking about a group. They're not, in terms of trying to listen to the people, the constituents that they should be listening to. They're just not. And when you have people that are stubborn and not want to listen to what people have to say, you're not going to have a lot of people on your side. Another dilemma I want to bring up, and this is
come
on. This is more so the WCCO family thing, okay? Because I ran it past Adam and Jordana before they got out of here. I brought it to your attention earlier today because this is something that we all have to deal with. And it's not just us here at WCCO, but this is a downtown Minneapolis thing, right? Anybody that works in downtown Minneapolis and parks on the street will encounter this, okay? It is the – well, first off, good luck with trying to find a park, okay? Sometimes I will try to use the ramp if I have to use the ramp. Now, the rates for the ramps have gone up. And we can sit here and say that no one's going to downtown Minneapolis. The rates for these ramps have went up, okay? And we have to park either in a ramp or on the street. Sometimes it's not easy to find parking on the street. But the majority of the time, I'll admit, parking on the street, right? How about when you try to get to work or whatever you're trying to go, and you have a block where they have the red hoods on top of
the meter signs.
The meter signs.
The no
right?
parking signs, yes.
And why are they doing so much of that when there's nothing actually happening at the moment? why are we being so proactive a day ahead and you're taking away eligible spots for people to pay for parking. I don't understand it, and it's driving me mad. I'll give you a perfect example, too, and I don't understand this one, but you guys kind of explained it to me a little bit earlier. Sometimes you will see people parked at one of the parking signs or spots. It'll have the red cover on top. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, how could that be? Well, the easy answer to that is the person was parking there, and then at some point, the traffic or the parking people come out and put the hood on there. Now, that seems a little bit shaky because you don't want to be in a situation to where somebody views your vehicle or whatever as being in a spot that should be occupied because of the red hood. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then you get a ticket for that. Because I have had on a couple of occasions, it hasn't happened a ton because I work in the evenings typically, where you park there, you pay for the parking, you come out, and there's the red. Now, luckily, I didn't have a ticket, but I'm sure that there's probably, just being lucky, you don't run into an incident where you have, because I don't think that these parking people or the traffic people, I don't think they're all on the same page.
I can't imagine that. Come on.
I mean, this is Minneapolis.
No.
I don't believe that they're all on the same page.
I'm not going to let you say that, Henry. I'm standing up for all those
folks. My point is that it is infuriating that we continue to do this time after time after time. Do you park on the, street, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
A very far
How much have
ways
you ran
away.
Into this?
Where I park, not often.
Okay.
Because there's not a whole lot going on.
You're parking like a mile away,
it's
probably.
It's near River Falls where I have to walk in from because I'm so cheap. I refuse to pay like $3 an hour for parking on the street here. No, but Hammer, who used to be with us here.
Yep.
And has moved on to a different thing. He used to, in the mornings, would get here early, 3, 4 a.m., and be parking. Same like you said, would be parking at a meter, fine. All of a sudden, he'd look out the window, say someone had threw the hood on it, so he'd toss me his keys and say, hey, can you move my car to find a spot? Because I'm in some trouble here. I got a little issue.
Unbelievable, man. I just...
So basically, you can't take Metro Transit. You can't park. Man, you better invest in some rollerblades or a good bike. You're never going to get to work.
Hey, coming up next year at the top of the hour, we'll get back into the sports world. Michael Ramball from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. We got Wolves, Vikings draft possibilities, all of that next year on the Chad Armour Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.